I woke up in the morning and I was sober. It had been taken from me like a switch got flicked in my back. It was gone. And that was a miracle. That was God showing me that He loved me. He had a plan for my life. The drugs took a little bit longer, but God delivered me from the drugs as well. And He does love us, and He is forever faithful. And if we cry out to Him, He does answer. And it was a little while longer. I stayed out there. I was trying to, I'd met somebody, started going to a church with her in North Vancouver. I got baptized in the Fraser River, and I had made a new start with the Lord. And I was studying my word. Actually, I had been convicted about not reading my word, and I said, okay, Lord, I'm going to start reading my word every day. And so I picked up my Bible, and I thought, okay, it's the Psalms. I'll start in the Psalms. Well, I opened to Psalm 119. Because I'd said I'd read a chapter, at least a chapter, every day. So if any of you don't know, Psalm 119 is the longest chapter in the Bible. Okay? So I didn't know this. And I turned the page and kept reading. And I was kind of snickering. I turned the next page. Then I started belly laughing. Because I knew I had to turn another page too. And I called my mom the next day to tell her what happened, and she started howling. It's like, okay, you know what? God really has a sense of humor, because that was funny. I'll never forget it. But I mean, I started really looking to the Lord, and I wasn't able to go any deeper, but I knew I wanted more. I knew I needed more. And when I prayed about it, seriously prayed about it, and I said, Lord, I need more of you. I need more. And He said, I can't do any more for you as long as you stay here. And I was like, oh, okay. And it wasn't very long after that that I called my mom and told her, Mom, I haven't told anybody yet, but I'm coming home. And it was just at that time that I went for a massage therapy, and He sent me to a doctor. He realized that it was not bursitis I was dealing with. There was something really going on. He sent me to a doctor who sent me for x-rays. And this doctor actually knew how to read x-rays. He sent me to a specialist that deals with athletes, professional athletes, and stuff like that. It took me a bit to get in to see him, and I wasn't even going to keep the appointment because I'd already booked my flight to come home. So I went in to see him in his office, and I started telling him this, that, and the other, and he kept interrupting me, and he was getting all snitty, and I said, you know what? I wasn't even going to keep this appointment. You seem like you're in a hurry, and you need to be somewhere else. Do you want me to go? And he said, no. He said, I just want to do my own examination. I don't want to hear what other people said. So I said, oh, okay. And we started over. And when he looked at my x-rays, he was flabbergasted. He couldn't believe that I was still walking. Because at a Pride, I wouldn't use a cane. I wouldn't use a walker. I was just trying to, you know, hobble around. He said, you are bone on bone on both sides. And your only way forward is complete hip replacement on both sides. And I said, I started to cry. And I said, okay, I know that. I've been waiting for someone on your side of the table to tell me that. I said, okay, well, what do we do now? Because I'm not staying. I'm going back to Ontario. Do you know any surgeons in the East? And he said he didn't. But if I would come in the next week, he would prepare a disc for me that he would put all his findings on, my x-rays. So when I did find a surgeon out here, I'd be already good to go. They wouldn't have to do things over again. He didn't have to do that. He was booked solid. He told me to go tell his assistant what he'd said, and when I went to tell her, that I was supposed to come in the next week on such and such a day at such and such a time. She kind of got a funny look on her face. She went to confirm with the doctor because he was booked solid. So I found favor with this man who had never seen me before. He prepared a package for me. When I got back here, it took a while to get a health card, but I found a doctor right away. My mom's doctor took me on as a patient, even though I didn't have an Ontario health card. There was a kerfuffle about my birth certificate. It took a long time. But because that happened, I got to see the surgeon that I did, Dr. Dasuki. I had originally had to see my dad's surgeon. My surgery was so complex that he didn't feel comfortable doing it. He referred me to his colleague. So I got to see this specialist surgeon, Dr. Dasuki, wonderful man. He did my first hip last November. I won't be too much longer. Let me just say, when I first got back here to Ontario, I was pretty low. I was pretty down because I felt like such a failure. Here was me, 50 years old, moving back home, moving into my mother's basement. And I honestly thought my life was over. I couldn't see life even after surgery because it had been so bad for so long. And God gave me a scripture that I want to share with you. He said, "In my distress, I cry to the Lord that he may answer me." And he did answer me. I called out to God in my distress, and he answered me. He started making everything happen because I was finally looking to him and asking, "What do I do?" For instance, I had my first surgery done last February. The recovery was brutal because I didn't have a good leg to stand on. So I was walking with a walker for months, and it was really painful. And there was some issues at home that were really, really stressful. I was still not getting any sleep. I was still not myself. I actually did start taking painkillers. And it was starting to kind of get intense again. And so my surgeon's card, because COVID happened, of course, my surgeon's card was sitting on my table. And it was Friday afternoon at 4:30 in the afternoon. And I thought, they're already gone for the day. And it was like God said, call anyway. Leave a message. She'll get it Monday morning. So I called to leave a message. Long, huge recording saying, okay, if you've signed paperwork, I can't give you a date. We're really behind. La, 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 la. It went on for like 5 minutes. So by the end of it, she'd answered all my questions. So when I was able to leave my message, I said, okay, Laura, you've answered all my questions. So how are you guys doing? And da, 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 right? So when she got into the office Monday morning, the message made her laugh. So when she called me, she was still laughing. And she's like, yours was my favorite message I've listened to all day. She said, and by the way, I have a date for you. So, I mean, if we're obedient and we listen to what God tells us to do, that's where it's at. And he finally let me figure that out, you know? He gave me so many chances, and I even actually came full circle because here I was in the same situation that I was in 2009, living with my mom in kind of an intense situation. He let me do it all over again, but do it right this time. What a blessing. How much does God love us? How faithful is he? And I'm blown away. And that song we sang earlier, I am in awe of him. I can't believe how much he loves us. I can't believe how much he loves us. And when I got my second surgery done in November, I mean, some of you saw that. I left the hospital the same day. I went home the same day. I was here for Bible study inside a week. I used my walker for 3 days, then used a cane, and it went like clippity-clop. By February, I was able to go and work with the Troys. And I'm telling you, God gave me a new start in my life. And I never thought that it would happen. I thought my life was over. But God had other plans for me. And I am just blown away. I truly, truly am. And not only for how much He loves me and how faithful He is, but that He could turn such a mess. Because, I mean, my life was a terrible mess. And look what He's turning it into. I am still a work in progress, but I mean, at the end of the day, I am keeping my eyes on the captain. And He knew that it was going to take my legs out from underneath me to get my attention, because there was no other way. He tried a whole bunch of ways, and I wasn't listening. And so I am thankful for every single thing that had happened, as hard as it was. I am truly, truly thankful because He's given me a new beginning. And I'm seeing now that He does want to give us the desires of our hearts. He truly, truly does. And I just love Him so much. And I just want to say thank you to the Lord. And thank you for being patient. I was a little bit long-winded. And I didn't even get to everything that I was going to say. So you guys were right. But thank you for listening. And thank you guys for just being here. And thank you for your many, many prayers. Because, I mean, I could feel your prayers when I was outside or out west earlier this year looking after my business, because I'd left quite a mess. But, I mean, you were keeping in touch with me and letting me know that you were praying for me. And you turned a really awful situation into something that was, it gave me hope. And I felt very loved. And thank you so much. I love you guys.